Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Okay, I've got some really juicy stuff about Michael Strahan and why he left Live with Kelly and Michael.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's coming up. But first, let's talk a little bit about Chase Rice. He says that he's never written a song about his Bachelor contestant, Victoria, that he dated, even though they went out one time and she went to one of his concerts with Peter Weber. He says, all the songs that I've written are about one girl. I dated a year for a girl and a half. We broke up. I wrote songs about it. I'm not the first person to do that, and I won't be the last.
Wow.
He seems really bitter.
What has happened here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't believe that he and Victoria only went on one date one time.
Yeah, he wouldn't be taking things this seriously, right? He'd be like,
yeah,
whatever. We
hung out
a couple
times. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. By the way, The Bachelor has two episodes. It's going to be airing next week, so get ready for that. And the producers of The Bachelor are looking for active and outgoing single men and women age 65 and up for a new exciting dating show.
Oh, my Lord. Are you kidding me?
We will make sure that we put the link on our website so that if you know someone 65 and over to be on this new show, seniordatingshow.castingcrane.com is the website you want to go to.
That would be hysterical. I think that would be more fun to watch than the regular ones
100%.
Because I think when you're older, you're just not going to put up with that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
You just don't. Yes. And you don't care what anybody thinks about your opinion. You just throw it out there. Oh, that's going to be good. Good news for Allen Iverson. He got his jewelry back. Now, the suspect was caught on surveillance video, and that obviously went viral. So he eventually turned himself in and confessed to stealing the backpack. AI wasn't at the hotel in Center City where the stolen backpack was. Now, remember, this was a backpack filled with $500,000 worth of jewelry.
Of course. What else would be in it?
His buddy was responsible for putting the backpack on a sofa and then leaving it unattended when this 20-year-old guy just walked by, grabbed the backpack, and left. No word on if who the suspect is. We just know that it was like a 21-year-old. Or if AI is still friends with his dumb friend. Because that is, I think that would be the end of my friendship with that person.
That's it. Yeah.
Like, you did what?
You had one job.
Crazy.
Where could you? Anyway, yeah.
I know. And Michael Strahan is finally talking. Do you remember this?
It's Live with Kelly and Michael.
Thank you. Do you remember how Kelly Ripa threw an absolute hissy fit and took off for an island vacation because she wasn't told that Michael Strahan was leaving Live and going to Good Morning
it was
America?
Oh, the whole thing, yeah.
Good Lord. So we finally hear from Strahan about what life was like on the set of Live with Kelly and Michael. He used a sports analogy. He said, quote, "In sports, you can put as many great players as you want on a team, but if one guy out there is only worried about himself, it's not going to work. Then on television, I've had jobs where I got there and I felt like, wow, I didn't know I was supposed to be the sidekick. I thought I was coming in here to be a partner."
Wow.
Yes.
And that was it, huh?
And that was it. He said it was really important for him when he started the show. It was really important for him that he and Kelly have regular meetings, just the two of them, just to make sure they're on the same page and things were going well. He said so they would meet like once a month. Well, after a couple months, she told him, "Nah, we don't have to do this anymore. I don't need to meet with you anymore." Like, and she totally just kind of blocked him out.
Just kind of odd, isn't it? Like, they're there every day together. How difficult is it to meet for a half hour?
And I would say great acting on both of their parts because I had no idea that there was all this tension going on. But on top of it all, Strahan says moving to Good Morning America was not his idea. He was asked to move.
Wow.
They came to him and asked him if he would move over to Good Morning America. And maybe that was why she really flipped out. I mean, she blamed him.
Right.
Like, he wanted to move. Wouldn't it be more gut-wrenching if you knew that your bosses were like,
no.
This guy who's giving you all these great ratings, we're going to move him because you are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
True. Yeah, it worked out for him. He's fantastic with that crew on Good Morning America.
I know. He's doing really, really well.
She's got Weirdo Seacrest. They seem to get along okay, I guess.
But who knows? Yeah. Like, you just don't even know what goes on behind the scenes there. Because at first they didn't, but they seem to mesh a lot better now. At first it seemed really awkward. But I don't know. We'll see. Coming up, we're going to talk about Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany. She just went through a huge transformation and has something in common with the girl of all of our dreams, Blake Lively. Those two stories and more coming up in the next X-Files.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Every Super Bowl, there's that commercial that just leaves you weeping. And I've got it for you coming up. But first, let's talk about the woman that we all know and love, Blake Lively. I mean, right? Who doesn't want to be Blake Lively when they grow up? She was talking about her life with Ryan Reynolds and how they just had their third baby. And this is what she had to say about that.
People say that, like, from 2 to 3, it's the same, you know, it's kind of easy. I don't, those people do not have 3 kids. It's like going from 2 to 3,000. I mean,
yeah. So that's what everyone has always told me, that when you go from 1 to 2, no one prepares you for that. From one child, you're like, your life is completely changed when you have one baby. And then you have your second baby and you're like, oh my gosh, why did anyone tell me how hard this is going to be? But then they say like 3, you're kind of like, all right, like I get this now. Okay. I understand how it is. I've kind of already gotten over the worst. So I'm surprised. Right. I'm surprised to hear her say that going to 3 is so terrible.
Yeah, especially because since you're talking about Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, you would think their kids are perfect because the parents are perfect.
They're probably so beautiful and well-behaved.
Do you think they'll adopt us? Maybe they can adopt us.
I don't think we're good enough for them, Dave. But speaking of having babies, Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, lost 17 pounds after having her last child, and she said she did it on the South Beach diet. So she did this whole bathing suit spread on Instagram and stuff, and she really looks amazing. She looks healthy and amazing, and that's what I want to stress, is that I think she looks really healthy. She doesn't look stick thin. You know, everybody takes the weight off at their own pace and whatever. She just looks great. She said she really wanted to focus on her health and what she was putting into her body, which is why she decided to do the South Beach diet. And she said it was great for her mentally and physically because she went through a lot of depression after Little Navy was born. So knowing that she's doing better just warms my heart. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that she's doing so well. Okay. And so now let's talk about Super Bowl commercials, because every year there's at least one that everybody's talking about the next day because they couldn't stop crying. And this year, that's going to go to Google. Google came out with a Super Bowl ad, which they've leaked. It's called Loretta. And it's a 90-second commercial that's going to air during the Super Bowl. But it's about this 85-year-old grandfather who uses Google Assistant to keep the memory of his wife, Loretta, alive. Aww. Just listen.
Show me photos of me and Loretta. Remember, Loretta hated my mustache. Remember, Loretta loved going to Alaska.
So he's saying all this to Google.
Show me photos from our anniversary.
And Google is remembering all these things.
Remember, she always snorted when she laughed.
So then...
play our favorite movie.
Oh, my gosh. So then at one point, the little Google thing comes up and it says, you know, things that you remember about Loretta. And it lists all of these beautiful memories that he has with her. Oh,
I won't be able to watch it.
I know. And the thing
just
is,
hearing the audio is
you never see him. You only hear his voice, but he sounds happy.
Yeah.
He's like, he's in a good place.
Yeah, it's that happy, sad kind of voice where he's smiling. But
just like reminiscing of all these beautiful times with Loretta. Yeah. Dave, I know that you're going to find your Loretta one day.
Not on Hinge.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So this whole Kelly Michael thing is back in the news because Michael Strahan is finally talking about what happened when he left Live with Kelly and Michael. And we're going to get the scoop on that coming up. But first, let's talk a little bit about Chase Rice. He's in the news because he was on The Bachelor performing for one of the dates. And it turns out that he actually dated the girl that was going out with Peter in The Bachelor. Her name's Victoria. And both of them completely flipped out about it. And they think it's completely unfair, although they claim to have only gone out once.
They both seem to be taking this pretty seriously for a couple that only went out once.
Because honestly, if you only went out with a person one time, would you really be that embarrassed and uncomfortable to be on a date with someone else in front of them?
You wouldn't care.
They didn't have a long distance or a long. Anyway,
at least what they were saying.
Right. Well, so Chase now is saying that he has never even written a song about Victoria. He didn't. He says all the songs are about one girl. I dated her for a year and a half. We broke up and I wrote songs about it. I'm not the first person to do it. And I won't be the last. He sounds really angry.
Yeah.
By the way, The Bachelor is going to be airing two episodes next week. And we heard the producers are working on a new show with senior citizens. So it's the same idea of The Bachelor, but they're looking for single men and women 65 and up for an exciting new dating show. SeniorDatingShow.castingcrane.com is where to go if
that
you want to
fantastic.
Submit your entry.
Instead of at the end of every episode, he gives him a rose. He gives him like a denture.
Another two. That's insensitive, Dave. But what is happy, speaking of jewels, is Allen Iverson. He got his jewels back.
Yay!
Remember, we told you yesterday that he had a backpack with $500,000 worth of jewelry in it that was stolen from a couch at a hotel in Center City. Well, the suspect turned himself in. He's 21 years old. I'm not sure what's going to happen to him, but he confessed to the crime of stealing the backpack. And it turns out that AI wasn't even at that hotel. It was his buddy who was responsible for the backpack. So there's no word on whether or not they're still friends, because that seems pretty stupid to just leave.
There's no way you can still be friends with somebody after that, right?
No, you have to like hit them in the head with that.
With the bag of jewelry.
Full of jewels, yeah. And Michael Strahan finally talking about what happened when he left Live with Kelly and Michael. Remember this?
Woo! It's Live with Kelly and Michael.
I mean, that guy was super excited about the show, so I don't know why Michael wasn't.
Put a lot of production value into that open, didn't they?
Exactly. Yeah. So you remember Kelly had an absolute fit when Michael Strahan announced that he was going over to Good Morning America. She didn't show up for days.
She just vanished. Yeah, went on
to
trip.
An island somewhere and was like, no, this is my anniversary trip that I hadn't planned with anyone ever, and I just... Yeah, it was awkward. So it turns out that Michael Strahan now says, A, it wasn't his decision to leave. They asked him if he would go over to Good Morning America. And it seems that he was all too happy to leave because he said life on the set was not so great. He used a sports analogy. He said, you can put as many great players as you want on a team, but if one guy out there is worried about himself, it won't work. So on television, I've had jobs where I got there and I felt like, wow, I didn't know I was supposed to be the sidekick.
Ooh,
drop the mic, Michael Strahan, right? Yeah. Wow. So no love lost between those two. It is not a happy
dabby. It's even a little worse for that. It's not just Strahan who decided to leave. The network said, you would be better over here instead of there.
Right. And I wonder why, because I think they were doing really well, but maybe there was just so much tension on set. This sounds like all he did is trash her, and he didn't. That's really the only thing he said negative, and he never even said that he was talking about Kelly. But when the interviewer implied it, he was like, yeah, things were a little awkward over there. He said, but he learned so much from working with her, and he learned so much from working with Gelman, so he's really glad to have spent the time there, and it really kind of honed this new craft that he made for himself after football.
Yeah, it worked out for everyone, because he's great on Good Morning America. Kelly seems to be happy with Seacrest, as happy as you can be with him.
Seems to be, but who knows whether she's just a really great actress or not. You know, she came from Days of Our Lives, so I just don't know, or One Life to Live, or whatever she was on.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, that's that.
Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Fresh Foods, local flavors.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 6:37, 7:37, and 8:37. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.